This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Jharkhand, elaborate arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month in 38 constituencies. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. Meanwhile, the leaders of both NDA and India bloc are paying attention in those areas where the second phase of election is to be held. Campaigning is intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra as the leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Solapur today. Mr. Modi will also hold a public meeting in Pune this evening. Early addressing a public rally in Chimur constituency of Chandrapur district, Mr. Modi said that Maharashtra has attracted the largest foreign direct investment. The Prime Minister also talked about the new infrastructure being developed in the state. Meanwhile, Rahul Gandhi's scheduled rally in Chikli in Buldana district was cancelled due to technical issues in his aircraft. MP Supriya Sule addressed a rally in Aheri in Gadchiroli in support of MVA candidates. All preparations have been made for the by-polls for 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states, including Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat, tomorrow. BJP today accused Congress of conspiring with divisive and conservative forces within a particular minority community for the sake of votes in the ensuing Jharkhand and Maharashtra assembly polls. Briefing media in New Delhi, senior party leader Ravi Shankar Prasad alleged that Congress and INDIA bloc parties are narrow-minded and they are even opposed to the upliftment of minorities. He also said that the main opposition party is aligning with groups opposed to national unity to bolster its poll prospects. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar inaugurated the 66th All India Kalidas Samaroh in Ujjain, Madhya Pradesh today. Governor Mangubhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and Treasurer of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra Nyas Ayodhya Swami Govindev Giri Maharaj was present at the ceremony. Kalidas Alankaran Sammelan for the year 2022-23 was presented during the program. A total of 8 scholars were honoured in 4 genres. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President said that in the works of Mahakavi Kalidas, a wonderful confluence of human emotions, an unbreakable relationship between man and nature, and the purity of love are seen. He said that the great poet has written about today's burning issue of environmental protection in his texts, according to which environmental protection and creation are necessary for our existence. The Public Service Broadcasting Day 2024 was observed today in Akashvani Bhavan. The day celebrates the legacy of Mahatma Gandhi's first live broadcast in 1947. The day also highlights the vital role of Akashvani in informing, educating and promoting cultural diversity across the nation. Speaking on the occasion, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal highlighted Mahatma Gandhi's commitment towards the nation. He said that Mahatma Gandhi's message has inspired everyone to think for the good of all. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, DG Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad and other senior officers were also present during the event. India secured a spot in the global top 10 countries in patents, trademarks and industrial designs in the World Intellectual Property Indicators 2024 report. The report revealed significant growth in patent, trademark and industrial design applications across top economies. India continues to solidify its place as a global leader in the intellectual property IP landscape by showing substantial progress in marking new milestone in IP activity. India's retail inflation accelerated to more than 6% in October, up from 5.49% in September of the current fiscal year. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, inflation in rural areas stood at 6.68% compared to 5.62% in urban regions. In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India defeated three-time winner South Korea 3-2 at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar today. Yesterday, India defeated Malaysia with a clean score of 4-0 in the opening match. The Malaysian team tried their best, but India's defence proved unbreakable and despite losing multiple penalty corners, Indian side managed to convert 3 of them and Sangeeta Kumari's brilliant last goal sealed the win for the defending champions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.